Hi friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. Today is Monday, July 18th. We hope you had a very relaxing weekend. Today and tomorrow, I will be your host for this month's lifestyle feature. We're talking about bicycles. Now, the first day, we'll be focusing a little bit on Giant, the bicycle company. And tomorrow, we'll talk more about some general things relating to bicycling. Well, in the studio with me is Gordon. Welcome, Gordon.
Hello, Steve. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And Linda. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, Steve. I'm especially glad to be here today because we're talking about a topic that I like.
Yes, and that's why you are here. You are here to bring your passion for biking, and I'm happy that you're here to share with us your passion. Gordon, do you have a passion for biking?
I certainly like bicycling, yeah. I enjoy it for pleasure, cycling along the river, it relaxes me, and about half of the week I cycle home as well.
Okay. Well, the deck says cycling culture is advancing, it's growing in popularity around the world, and I may have said this before, but I've been living here in Taipei for quite some time, and I remember when I first got here, the bike paths certainly weren't as extensive as they are today. Cycling culture has really taken off. I remember biking even in the mountains in and around this area, and there were very few people biking at that time. But over the last 10 years, it seems to have exploded in popularity. Now, at night even, the bike paths are full of people if it's a nice night, you know. And so biking is really, really taken off. And I'm wondering, Gordon, what biking culture is like where you grew up in England.
Well, we obviously have a lot of cars in Britain. But increasingly, I know in the last 20 years, there's been a lot of cycle paths that have been created. The roads are quite small in Britain, and there's not a lot of space for both cars and the bikes. So we have a lot of cycle paths that have been created to allow bicyclists to travel safely between places without being on the road.
Okay. In my hometown back in the United States, there was some train tracks that went through the town. And, of course, trains were very, very important back in the day before trucks became popular hauling and stuff across the United States. The main way they did that was by trains. And so after trucks came, trains kind of died away in many places. And so what a lot of towns are doing, what my town did, was they ripped up the train tracks and they put in a bike path. And that's something that is happening in my hometown. So even there's a growing enjoyment for biking. And interestingly, those train tracks were put down next to a canal. So there was a little running river right next to it, because before the train, it was a canal, and barges would go up and down, and those were actually the where the horses would pull the barges, and then they put train tracks down there. So it's kind of a nice little place. Got a little running river down there.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Linda?
Well, in my hometown, Miami, there isn't, like, cycling isn't that big because, Miami is just full of cars, and it's not very convenient to ride a bicycle. There aren't any bike paths, so it's not very safe, and people also aren't used to bikers on the road, so it ends up being very dangerous. And you always hear about a cyclist getting injured or even killed on the road because, people are just not used to bicycles.
Right. Miami, I think of ocean. There must be some nice places to bike along the ocean, or no?
There are, yeah. And you can rent one of those bicycles that are, or beach bicycles that are for riding on the sand. The other thing about Miami is that it's really hot, and so the climate isn't so great for biking.
I'm interested in these beach bicycles. I didn't believe I've heard of this before. How can a bike ride on the sand?
Well, they have special tires, so it's easier to ride on the sand. Yeah.
Are they like really wide,
mm-hmm.
big tires?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they don't look very cool, I'm sure. the cool factor is pretty low, right?
I mean, it's like a very standard bike. Yeah, there's no speeds that you can change or anything.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
You know, it's for leisure.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's good for what it does.
Okay. Well, good. Well, here in Taiwan, as I said, cycling culture is really growing in popularity. And one reason for that is the Giant Bicycle Company. They're located in Taichung, and they've been instrumental in promoting bike culture here in Taiwan for many different reasons. And let's talk about them today. And if you have your magazine, please open to page 28. And let's begin reading today's lesson about Giant continues to lead the way.
Giant continues to lead the way. Cycling culture advances around the world. What's the greatest job in the world? It's one where you do what you love and love what you do, right? Tony Low, CEO at Giant Global Group, is blessed to have such a job. On the business side of things, Low concerns himself with making and selling bicycles. For close to 40 years, Low and his team have helped Giant develop a reputation for innovation, design, and quality. Today, with sales in over 50 countries and 12,000 retail outlets, Giant is a leader in manufacturing bikes of all types, including high-end bicycles.
Okay, as we turn our eyes on the Giant Bicycle Company, we want to focus even more on one man, Tony Low, who's the CEO of this company, and he has a great job. So I'm wondering, Linda, what's the best job or what's the greatest job for you if you had a choice to choose what you do? What's the greatest job in the world?
Well, I mean, I'll just say something general, like something that you really enjoy doing, as the article mentioned, something that you believe in,
mm-hmm.
and so that you can, you know, put all of your efforts toward and, you know, feel passionate about. I think that is probably the greatest job.
Yeah. What about you, Gordo?
Yeah, I think you have to add to that something you're good at. There might be something you really believe in, and if you're not very skilled in that area, then you might not enjoy doing that job.
Right.
Even
right.
if you thought that's what you want to do. So work where you can combine both what you really like and what you're very good at.
Good. Good point. Well, Tony Low is the CEO, as I said, of Giant Global Group, and he's blessed because he has such a great job. He loves what he does. He's passionate about it, and he's good at it. And I want to point out on line four, I chose the word blessed as kind of a precursor to what's to come later. Blessed is kind of a religious word, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do we mean by blessed?
We use it quite a lot to describe good things that have been given to us or come from us, either from God or from other people.
Okay, so keep that in mind, friends, as we continue today. We're going to find out there's a connection between this religious lingo or these religious words and Tony's job, Tony Low's job. All right, so on line five, Linda, take us into this. On the business side of things, what does Low do?
Well, he's in the business of bicycles. So his company, Giant, makes and sells bicycles of all kinds, really.
Mm-hmm.
They make from the low end, you know, just leisure bikes, no gears, to the really high-end bicycles that professionals use in competitions.
Right. And they have a reputation for innovation, and that means new ideas. They have always thinking of new ways to do things and new ideas. And one of those things I found interesting while talking to Tony Low was some of those bikes you see around Taipei City where people are sitting down and they're actually kind of laying down on their back,
mm-hmm.
is something like an idea that came out of Giant and perhaps even Tony's own head. And so Tony got his start, he said, biking because he had some back problems and he needed a way to exercise but not put a lot of strain on his back. And so biking was a way he could do that. And so he thought, hey, maybe you can take even more pressure off of your back if you're laying down while biking. And so I found that interesting. That was certainly an idea that I would never have thought of, laying down while biking.
I've never done that myself. I imagine it uses different muscles or different parts of your leg muscles that you're not used to if you cycle the normal way.
Right, right. It is popular. One of the problems with that, though, is going uphill. It's a very difficult way to go up maybe a mountain or even a hill. You don't have a lot of leverage if you're laying down, and you can't generate a lot of power going uphill.
Have you tried one of those, Steve?
I haven't, but still, they're kind of fun, and you see people still using them, and there are even clubs. There's like groups of them that will be around the city sometimes. You see them laying down on their bike. Well, today, Giant is in over 50 countries and 12,000 retail outlets. What's a retail outlet, Gordon?
Well, here it's being used as a more complex term for a shop, really. Mm-hmm. Places where you can go and buy bikes.
Right. A retail outlet, a place where you could go buy something, buy the gear, buy a bicycle, maybe even get your bike tuned up or fixed. And there's 12,000 of these places around the world.
Yeah. So Giant is huge. And they're actually the biggest bicycle company in terms of sales and revenue,
right,
in the world.
Yep. And I have a friend back in my hometown who owns a bike shop, and he was very excited to learn that I was going to talk about Giant and visit the Giant factory. And they certainly have a reputation around the world for quality and innovation. My friend was he asked me if I could bring back some frames for him next time I go home. I mean, he really, really thinks highly of Giant. And one thing we'll talk about in their innovation are the frames, bicycle frames, and that's one thing that they're on the cutting edge of, is developing frames with certain alloys, which are combinations of different metals. You want a bike to be light, but you want it to be strong. And so to find that balance is very difficult, because the lighter you get, generally, the less strength you sacrifice on strength, right? Mm-hmm. And so Giant has been working in developing a way where you can have a super light bike but still have a very strong frame.
Right. And they're constantly refining that. It's a constant development and research project.
Yeah, that's right. So they have a lot of different kinds of bikes, and I'm thinking in my head about all the different kinds of bikes that are made. There's high-end, low-end, there's entry-level bicycles where you don't pay a lot of money, but it's a working bike you can have. There's tricycles.
Mm-hmm. For kids.
Tricycles for kids. There's unicycles, one-wheeled bicycle. Well, actually, it's not a bicycle. It's a one-wheel thing. Giant does not make unicycles, by the way, but they make bikes for kids, and if you're in the Taipei area, they are the ones behind the U-bikes, so they are everywhere.
And the U-bikes are the bikes that I use to cycle home.
Yeah.
Because it's really convenient and simple that the bike's already waiting here, and then I can cycle it home and dock it and then just walk home.
Yeah. So how often do you take advantage of the U-bike? Once a week, twice a week?
Three or four times a week probably I use the U-bikes.
You have no desire to buy a bike of your own, Gordon?
Well, I live, the cycle to get home takes about 50 minutes. And I wouldn't want to do that in the morning before work.
Got it.
I need to like arrive at work and have a shower. So to be able to just cycle one way, the U-bikes are the perfect system. Because to do that with your own bike, you'd have to, I guess, bring the bike on the MRT to work in the morning and then cycle back.
Right.
So the U-bikes, they're all there. They're ready. Someone looks after them, maintains mm-hmm. them. It's simple.
Okay.
Yeah, you never have to worry about parking. So sometimes I will use the U-bikes, even though I have a bike of my own. And that's because, you know, I just want to use it one way. you know, and I can just park it. Now, there's so many places that you can park the U-bikes. And
right.
U-bikes are the public sharing bike system that's here in Taipei, for those of you don't know.
Okay, well, Giant is even represented, I understand, in the Tour de France. There are some Giant bicycles, high-end, very professional racing bikes are being used in the prestigious Tour de France. So Giant is everywhere. So let's talk about this Mr. Low some more as we go into the second paragraph. Please join us as we continue reading on line 13.
Upon talking with Low, though, it quickly becomes clear that he isn't in the bicycle business just for profit. He's in it because he's passionate. Low likes to communicate his passion using Bible-related language. For instance, each Giant employee is a missionary who preaches the good news of cycling around the world. Each Giant bicycle shop is a church that helps people have a more meaningful life, one bike ride at a time.
Okay, if you've just joined us, we're talking about the Giant Bicycle Company, and specifically, we're focusing on the CEO, Mr. Tony Low, and he's a very, very fun man, interesting man to speak with. He has a lot of passion and enthusiasm for biking. And upon talking with him, it's very, very clear that although he is successful creating and manufacturing bicycles, he does it more, he's not just doing it for profit, he's doing it because he's passionate. And I love people, meeting people who are in the business, whatever they do, because they're passionate. And you can tell a big difference. For example, when you go to a restaurant, and the owner or the chef serves you some food, you can tell whether they're doing it to make money or because they love food and they love the artistry of food. You guys can tell the difference, right?
Yeah, and in other, you know, in other areas, industries as well, like if you get service from someone who's passionate about doing what they do, it also, you know, makes your experience so much better.
Absolutely, yeah. So, Low is a Christian man, and he uses Christian language when talking about the company, Gordon.
Yeah, I found this really fascinating. He's clearly, like, so in love with cycling that he just wants other people to experience the pleasure that he gets out of riding and biking. You met the man. I wonder what he thinks of people who just don't like biking, whether he thinks, oh, they haven't done it right yet, or whether he's like, okay, people have different hobbies.
I think he believes that they just haven't been converted yet.
Yeah, I think you're right, Linda. I think you're right. We talked about the word blessed earlier, and we're talking about more Bible-related language that Tony sprinkles in his conversation when he talks about biking and cycling. And like you said, Gordon, if you feel like you know something that is creates a lot of joy in your life, you want to share that with others, right? It just spills over into your conversation. And so that's the same thing that's happening with Tony Low. Now, in these next few words that we see on line 17 and 18, some of these words are in quotes, okay? So that means that there's a different meaning than the traditional meaning that you know or might know. And so there's a missionary we see there on 17. What is a traditional missionary, Linda?
That's someone who usually goes to a different country. We're talking about the Bible and Christianity. So they're a Christian that goes somewhere that where people don't know about Christianity, and they will share the gospel or share the Bible with the people there.
Okay. So missionaries, kind of like Tony, they're very excited about something. In this case, they're excited about God, and they want to share their knowledge about God with other people. So that's kind of the missionary thing. And preaches, Gordon, what is that?
Well, a preacher is often the pastor in a church who, on Sunday, stands up and gives the sermon, tells the people the lesson that week. So to preach is a verb, and it's to speak out loud about your faith.
Okay. And then we see good news, and that's kind of another word for the gospel. You might hear the gospel of Jesus coming out of the Bible, and that's the thing, that's the information that the missionaries want to convey. And so this is being used as an analogy for Tony's cycling world. He has this missionary spirit where he wants to go and spread this good news around the world. And each bicycle shop is kind of like a church. It's not really a church, but it's kind of like a church that represents all the good things that can come from bicycling. It can change your life.
Right. That's where you go to meet people who are also excited about bicycling and can help you and can give you information.
Right. And so if you believe in this good news of biking, it could change your life, you know, and Tony really believes that. And so it's really fun to be around that enthusiasm. All right, let's continue in the last paragraph now. We'll be reading from line 21.
Lo, the evangelist, actively promotes the benefits of cycling culture whenever and wherever he can. And he practices what he preaches. It starts with his daily 35-kilometer commute to work, a ride that's energizing and easy on the environment. After work, Lo does it again, except uphill. On a larger scale, Lo uses his platform as CEO to promote cycling culture by leading bike rides around Taiwan. These 8-day trips are, of course, great for health. They also help create unity among the riders, enthusiasm for exploration, and a general passion for bicycles. Not to mention, they're great for showcasing the beauty of Taiwan.
Thank you, Linda, for that wonderful reading. We are on line 21. We're continuing our discussion about Tony Lo, the CEO of the Giant Bicycle Company, and he is something of an evangelist. Gordon, tell us a little bit more about what an evangelist does.
An evangelist is enthusiastic about spreading the good news that they have found. So in this case, we know that Lo really loves cycling, and he's enthusiastic and motivated to go out and tell people. So it's almost a synonym here for missionary.
Right, right. And this phrase I like, he practices what he preaches. This is a great little phrase to know. And unpack this a little bit for us, Linda. What does this mean?
Well, that means that whatever he is telling people, he's doing himself. He doesn't, you know, say one thing and do the other. Because there's some people, let's say, there are doctors who tell you that you need to eat healthy, that you shouldn't smoke, that you should, you know, take care of yourself, but they don't do it themselves. You see after work that they're smoking, they have the most unhealthy, you know, eating habits, so they are not practicing what they're preaching. But
good
here,
point.
Tony is.
Right. Another way we might say this in English is he puts his money where his mouth is. We could say that he walks the talk, because it's very easy to say something with our mouth, but it's much more difficult to actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tony does both. He says it and he does it. He practices what he preaches, and it starts with a daily commute to work, 35 kilometers one way. That's not a short trip.
Yeah, that's quite far. I think I've already said that I cycle home as often as I can and after work.
Have you measured that, Gordon?
I think I did look it up. I think it's about 12 kilometers.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm quite far behind Tony here.
Yeah.
But I imagine he does it on a fast bike.
Yes,
I did it on a U-bike, so that's quite slow. I feel like I'm just trying to justify myself here.
Both giant bicycles. I don't know if that would work, Gordon. All right. Well, it's energizing for him. Of course, it's healthy, and it's easy on the environment. That means there's no pollutants, no emissions coming out of a car or a scooter, so the environment is not harmed. And after work, he does it again, except he goes uphill because, the first way is downhill. On a larger scale, Lowe uses his platform, or you might say his pulpit. It's a platform, SCO, to promote cycling culture. What does he do, Linda, for that?
Well, one of the things he does is lead bike rides around the island. And these can vary in number of days, but it's the ones that he goes on, the 8 days. And, they're just a great way to see Taiwan, and for health reasons, and just for building up enthusiasm for this sport. And I've actually done part of the tour around the island. Mm-hmm. I've done the East Coast, which is, from what I hear, the most beautiful area, and it really is beautiful. I've done it twice. I haven't done the entire tour yet of the island, but maybe one of these days I'll do that.
Good, good, yeah.
And you've also done part of it as well, right?
I have. I've done also the East Coast, and it is gorgeous, absolutely, and it's a great showcase for the beauty of Taiwan. And when we showcase something, we're showing off the best quality or parts of it. And I think truly the East Coast is the best part of the coastline of Taiwan. Well, friends, we're out of time, but we want to talk a lot more about biking. We hope you join us tomorrow on Tuesday for day two of Giant Continues to Lead the Way. Until then, I'm Steve, and for all of us here at Studio Classroom, it's time to say goodbye.